I don't want to be rude, Mrs. Barnett, but...
Then I suggest you stop interrupting me. You want rags and I got them. Leave it all up to me. You want rags and I got them. I've got plenty to see. This brown and blue striped rag was part of Baptiste Philo's coat. He worked at hauling fish 3 times a day, fresh off the boat. An angry mob approached, and eager for another kill, one struck him where he stood, and caused all of his fish to spill. Baptiste thought it an accident, and spun around on the spot. Before he saw that angry mob, he heard a fearful shot. They looked upon their latest kill, and watched him as he bled. They realized he was very old, and so they kindly said, "Forgive us for the shot we fired, for we aren't all that cold. We meant to shoot a nigger, but not one quite so old. You want rags and I got them, every color and size. You want rags and I got them, come and pick out your prize. Each rag has stories you have never heard, from men who'll never speak another word. You see, Mr. Williams, it was with great pains that I even acquired these rags. White folks are so fond of picking them off those they've lynched as souvenirs, there was hardly anything left for your costume. This rich and handsome cloth was once part of a preacher's suit. Elijah Strickland lived in peace in Georgia, where some savage brute killed good Alfred Cranford and then attacked his wife. A mob charged at this man of cloth to demand his life. They beat him and cut off his ears, but no matter what they tried, the preacher swore his innocence. While they declared he lied, they put a noose around his neck and hanged him from a tree and pinned a note upon his chest. Right there for all to see, it said, "We must protect our ladies. All you darkies, best beware. Our town is for the righteous. Enter if you dare." You want rags and I got them, every color of thread. You want rags and I got them, some with splashes of red. Each rag has stories you have never heard, from men who'll never speak another word. 100 lynched in 1908, 87 in 1909, 74 in 1910, 71 in 1911, 64 dead in 1912, 51 killed in 1913. How many white men lynched that year? One. You want rags and I got them. Leave it all to me. You want rags and I got them. I've got plenty to see. Each time you put those costumes on and let them laugh at you, you let them think each colored man is less than human too. So you want rags and I got them. Leave it all up to me. You want rags and I got them. Hundreds more left to see. Every week.